Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it very much. Today, we're talking with Ray Sumeyer. Ray is with Near North Title Group, and we're going to talk about title... several things about the title, why it's important, you know, what are title companies' responsibilities to the consumer. But before we jump into that, I want to talk to Ray and just have Ray introduce himself a little bit, talk about, you know, your years in the business and kind of what you've been doing.
Well, thank you, Rick, and thank you for having me a part of the show today. Really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
As Rick said, my name is Ray Sumeyer, from Indiana originally, and I've been in the title industry for almost 30 years now. So been
you are old.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. done a little bit of everything in the industry, whether it be a closing, title, management, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and I can tell you, I've worked with Ray for many, many years, and Ray is the best. He knows, if he doesn't know the answer, he gets the answer. He's quick to answer, and he knows. I mean, you were even... what was it? President of the Title Association?
What was it? 5 years ago? Yeah. I was president of the Indiana Land Title Association.
I knew you'd know. I didn't remember, but I knew you'd know. I knew you'd remember.
Yeah.
And but Ray knows. It's amazing how much he knows. And if you have questions on cars, especially Fords, you can always Ray too. I mean, let's not hold it against him, you know, just because it's Fords. But he's owned Chevys and he's owned... You owned an Acura.
Yeah.
You owned Chevy.
I've had Corvettes. I've had Mustangs. I've had NSX. I had a Maserati.
Yeah.
I love cars. That's a hobby.
Yeah. You're like me. I just love cars.
That's right.
I don't care what kind it is. I just love cars.
Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about cars as much as I'd rather. I want to talk about the title. And so for a customer who's out there, why is a title insurance important? What is important? Why does it matter to them? Why should it matter to them?
We as an organization, as Near North Title Group, we do everything to protect our customer. So why isn't title insurance important? Well, title insurance is to protect yourself from any type of financial loss or any related legal expense in the event that there is a defect in the title that you're getting ready to buy. Title insurance offers many types of different insurance, owner's policy, lender's policy, foreclosure policies, and so forth, but it focuses on the risk rather than the risk assumption. So we're preventing risk versus what you could take if you don't have title insurance.
Okay. And let's go through that a little bit, because there's owner's title policy, and this is where I think sometimes people get confused. There's owner's title policy and there's lender's title policy. So when somebody is buying a home, the owner's title policy... what is that doing? What is the owner's title policy doing?
It's exactly what it says. We are protecting the new owner of the property. So we do a 30 to 50 year search on the subject property. We search the records in the recorder's office, the courts, the treasurer's office, to verify what is on record of that property. So we're going back, doing a thorough search of the property to make sure that we, as a title agency, find everything, and our job is to give that consumer a clear title. So we're doing what we got to do to make sure that when we issue that owner's title insurance policy, it's free and clear of all encumbrances, all liens, and any defects on the property.
Okay. And then, so what is the lender's title policy?
The lender is, owner's policy is valid for as long as that person owns that property and there's no change in ownership in the title. The lender's title policy, we're doing the same thing for the lender. We're letting the lender know what is known on that property. And if the lender is requesting a first lien position, we're making sure the lender gets that first lien position. So whether there's one mortgage, two mortgages, three mortgages, any type of other judgments or liens against that property, we're ensuring that we can give that lender the lien position they're asking for. And most generally, it is that first lien position.
Okay. So in that, I want to, because I think people get confused sometimes what they're getting when they get an owner's title policy. And normally, what I've seen, you can correct me if I'm wrong, normally when somebody's buying a home, they get the owner's title policy. It's normally paid for by the seller. The seller's giving them clear title. Is that what you normally see?
Right, yes.
And then, so let's say they give them clear title. You make sure that they're giving them clear title. So now they've moved into the house. A year later, there's a lien put on the property for something the new buyer had done and they didn't pay the subcontractor. That would not be covered under the policy, right?
Correct. When our policy is issued, that policy is valid from the date of the closing and prior.
Backward.
Anything in the future would not be covered by that current policy, especially for an owner's policy. Now, if the customer were to go do another refinance on the property, we would issue another lender's policy, and the lender's policy would again be effective from the date of that closing and prior, not forward.
Right.
So if, say, someone bought a house in October of 2020, and then they did do some type of remodeling to the house and for some reason didn't pay one of the contractor could put a mechanics lien on the property, and then they went to go refinance that property, say, in May of next year, May of 2021. If that mechanics lien was not satisfied, that mechanics lien would come up in our title search, and we would have to satisfy and get a release for that lien in order we can issue the lender their lien position.
Okay. And so when somebody, because this is a question I get, that's why I wanted to go through this a little bit. They closed on the house and then they're refinancing, and sometimes people don't understand why they're not getting an owner's title policy. It's because you're not insuring it's already insured through the time they didn't own it, right?
Yes.
And so you don't go and give them a new owner's policy. First, there's no reason to pay for it. And second, if you did go and do an owner's title policy, any lien that had showed up would then be their responsibility, because it should be between the time they closed and the new policy.
Correct. Generally, when someone does a refinance, they've already been issued an owner's policy. There are some exceptions to that. For example, for a land contract. Generally, when someone does a land contract with someone, they're not going through a full closing like we would typically see on a buy-sell transaction. So there could be circumstances where they are not getting an owner's policy. So when they go to pay off that land contract, most generally it's considered as a refinance. There are some sellers that would like to have that insurance security there. So they will ask for an owner's policy when they're doing that refinance. But most generally on most refinances, you would not see a consumer buying a lender's owner's policy, because they've already been issued an owner's policy when they bought the property, and they're covered for that as long as they own the property.
Right. You know, and I know when I bought my first house, I bought it on land contract, and I made sure we closed with a title company because I wanted to make sure there was no lien. Because if I buy a house and I do a land contract and there's a lien on the property from some prior that I don't know about, it may not be my responsibility, but sure ends up as a problem.
It sure could be. I mean, yeah, when you go to pay off that land contract and you do a title insurance then, or if you go to get a mortgage to pay off that land contract and that lien's found up, it could be that the seller or the land contract holder would not have the financial ability to pay off that lien. Let's say it's a substantial amount of a lien and you've paid several months on this land contract, and all of a sudden you can't realize you cannot buy it because they can't cure that title. So we always recommend when you do a land contract that you always get title insurance at that time.
Yeah, you definitely should. It just makes total sense. So Ray, we know we've talked about the owner's title policy. We've talked about the lender's title policy. What else does a title company do for the consumer for the closing? What else are they doing?
We're protecting any funds that have to be related with the transaction. So whenever we issue a commitment, we also issue what's called a closing protection letter, and that's protecting the consumer for funds that are given to us to disperse to all parties that are protected by an insurance policy.
Okay. So you're protecting the funds, and you disperse the funds, correct?
Yep. The funds, generally when it's going through a title company, we will receive all the funds, whether it's from the buyer, the lender, and sometimes even the seller, if the seller has to bring up some funds. That goes all into our escrow account, which is an insured escrow account. And once we have the approval from everyone, the lender, the buyer and seller have signed all the documents and everything, we will disperse those funds accordingly to our settlement statement.
Yeah. So it goes out to the insurance company and pay taxes if that's part of it. Everything that gets dispersed, you guys take care of that.
Correct.
It's a big question I get. That's why I'm bringing it up, because I think a lot of people don't really understand. And I'll get it, and they'll say, so, you know, they think that we're responsible for the money, and our responsibility is to get the money to the title company, and then it's your responsibility to divvy it up and make sure it goes all to the right places.
Yep, and we're insured for that. I mean, we're protecting you again. We're protecting to make sure that when we have something on the settlement statement that we're getting that to the correct person. So it's our responsibility to pay the homeowner's insurance for the first year if that's not been paid. If we're paying taxes at the time of closing, we'll make sure that the check gets to the treasurer to make sure everything gets paid off and satisfied. When there's a buy-sell situation, there's a mortgage on the property from the seller, we send that money either via a wire or a check to pay off that mortgage, and we make sure that is satisfied. If not, we take the steps to make sure that mortgage is satisfied.
Okay, perfect. And I thought of another question from before, so I want to go back to that. So if somebody you have somebody in owner's title policy, this wouldn't happen with Near North, but let's say they get with somebody else, and then a year or two later they actually find out they missed something on the title. Whose responsibility is that if they miss something before they closed on the house? The title company missed something on the title.
If it was a valid lien on the title when we did our closing and it was prior to us issuing our owner's policy, it's our liability. I mean, we're telling you that we're giving you a free and clear title by issuing this policy, whether it's owner's policy or lender's policy. So it would go back on the title company to either satisfy that, and there's times we have to write a check to make sure that's satisfied, or get a release to make sure that our property is taken out of that liability.
Perfect. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. I'm sure you have, because you've been in the business so long. I haven't actually seen that happen, but I know that's one of the big, you hear stories about it, and I know it's one of the big deals or one of the reasons you want title insurance, because that's what it is. It protects you from that happening.
And that's another good reason to make sure that you're using a reputable title company, a title company that's been around for a long time, a title company that you can trust, and make sure that they do have the ability to make sure that things are taken care of.
Yep. After the break, we're going to talk more with Ray Sumire about Near North Title and kind of what title companies do. Thanks for joining us. See you after the break.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back. I appreciate you joining us and being with us today. We're going to talk more about title. And as we do that, we're talking with Ray Sumire with Near North Title Group. And Ray, if somebody wants to talk to you about title, they're looking to buy a home, sell a home, how would they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
First of all, Rick, thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate it. The best way to get a hold of me is through our website at www.nntg.com. Or email me at rays@nntg.com, rays@nntg.com, or call me at 317-710-1312.
And I'll tell you, I know I've said it before, but Ray is the best. If you have any title needs, you need to call Ray. If you're a real estate agent, you're having issues with your title company, call Ray. They do a phenomenal job. I've used him. I've worked with Ray for many, many years, and he will bend over backwards to make sure that everything goes as it's supposed to, as smoothly as possible, and even maybe take you to the car auction if you want to go to a car auction.
It's all about customer service, right?
All about customer service.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
Well, this question comes from Roxanne, and Roxanne was asking, she has a house and it needs work. And she was wondering how she could finance the work and maybe refinance the home and do the work in the house, and wanted to know if there's any options to do that. And there actually are a couple different options. It actually depends on how much equity you have and what shape the house is in. And this works for both a purchase and a refinance. But if you're looking at buying a home, or if you're looking at refinancing like Roxanne is, if you don't have a ton of equity, you don't have enough to finance the home in the improvements, Which is considered cash out, so you can only finance up to 80% of the current value of the property. Then we have something called fix-it mortgage, where we can take that property, we can appraise it as it is, as it's going to be when it's completed, and we can loan up to 95% of that value. So now you can take the house and you can do all the work that you want to do and improve the value. And in this market, it is a great thing to do. If you want to stay where you're at, you want to improve the house, that's a great option. If you're looking at buying a home and you want to, you're having trouble finding a home, but you find a house that needs some work, but it's what you want, but you need the work done, you'd like it all done at the same time, so you move in when it's finished, we can set that up in a fix-it mortgage also and set and make that so it's very easy for you and really a quick, easy turn. It does take a little more time than a normal purchase or normal process, because you have to come up with the work you want done. We have to get pricing. We have to get all that, but we can still turn it pretty quickly. We're looking at normal, our normal time for that would be somewhere around 45 days, or actually a little less than that, but I would say about 45 days, depending on how quickly you can get the cost for the work that can come up with the work that you want to be done, that you want done. So it is a great option. If you have a house that you want to do work on, or you, even if it's a rental property, or you have a house you want to buy that needs work, again, even if it's rental property, we have a great financing options for that. So just go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. You can contact me from there. Let me know what you're looking to do, and we will go through it and see how we can help you out. Now we're going to get back to title. And one of the things, you know, it's impressed me immensely is how fast it seems Near North Title is growing. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. We have seen a need in our industry that there's a need for a good title company in many, many locations. And at Near North Title Group, we concentrate on not only customer service, but also partnering and protecting with our customers. So anytime that we see an opportunity to grow within just not only our state but other states, we're looking at those and seriously making the moves to go in those markets.
Yeah, and you've gone into – now how many states are you in currently?
We're currently have brick and mortar in 5 states.
Wow.
I've been with the company for about 5 years now. A little over 5 years. When I started the company in Indiana, we just had 5 offices, and now we're up to 12 offices.
So 12 and plus in 5 other states.
Plus in five other states,
you're growing like crazy.
Totally, we're up to about 22 offices company-wide.
That's awesome.
And currently working and trying to get licensed in 12 other states, if not more. And not to say that we'll actually have brick-and-mortar offices in those states, but we're definitely looking at growing and becoming one of the Midwest largest title companies.
Yeah, it's awesome because, you know, Michigan, Florida, I don't know some of the other
Illinois.
States, Illinois. But there's a lot of people in Indiana who buy second homes or sell their home here and move to one of those states. And it seems to me that it would be very convenient for them to be able to work with the title companies in both states. So it would make it easier, correct?
Yes, yes. Definitely makes it easier because you could close here and still buy a house in Florida. You can buy a house in Michigan. You can buy a house in Wisconsin. So you could still close here, sign all the documents here, and then the documents will be recorded in the state that the property is being bought in.
Yeah, I know I have a friend who's in the process now, and that's what they're going to do. They're buying a house in Florida. They're here. They're going to close here on their Florida property, and it works out.
Seamless transaction.
Yeah.
Yep.
For me, it's kind of remarkable because I have had this in the past where it's not been seamless. It's been a real pain. You have to overnight the packages down. You have to have everything early. It's just been a real problem. Have you seen, this is a huge improvement over the way it used to be.
As an industry, I think everyone is trying to make it more convenient for the consumer. We can do everything pretty much now through emails, online. We're also getting ready to be able to start doing bond closing, which is remote online notary closings in Indiana. So that's going to do nothing but help the consumer, making it more convenient for them.
And that means, bond closing means they could be sitting at their house and do the closing at It's not there yet, so we don't want people to think, oh, great, I can close up my house. But it's coming where they can close right at their house. Nobody even comes to them. Is that correct?
It's actually already here, and some companies are set up for it. Some companies are, but it is already here. Yeah, you could be, as long as you have the capability to do a video closing, you can do it anywhere. You could be in your family room. You can be in your kitchen. You can be at work. You could be in another country. So as long as you have the ability to have a videotaped closing, then it would be just like we were sitting at the table doing a wet signature.
Wow. That's going to be a huge game changer, I would think. It's going to be very helpful to the customer and make it easier to get your closing scheduled and get them done. But what are you going to do with the signatures? And you have to have it, you know, you have to have,
there's a special notary in order to be able to do this type of closings. You have to have a online notary, and there's special education, and you have to actually get a new notary seal in order to be a RON closer. So there's protection with that. All these closings will be videotaped and set in a secure place for 10 years to make sure that if it ever goes to court or something like that, that can be part of the action to prove that it was a real closing.
So how are lenders reacting to this?
Some lenders are accepting it, but the majority of the lenders have not started allowing RON closings yet because they're still working with the lenders to make sure the investors will buy the paper once it's done by RON closing. They're still trying to validate that the RON closing would be legit in a court of law. So therefore, there's still some hesitation with investors to do that.
And has Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Federal Home Loan Bank, FHA, have they accepted it, or have they have any ruling on this?
With the COVID going on right now and the pandemic that we're working with right now, Freddie and Fannie has accepted the RON closings. There's still some questions on what all investors will accept it, but Freddie and Fannie have given their seal of approval.
Okay, so it's not them. It's the big banks and things that might ultimately end up being the servicers of the mortgage that aren't
correct.
Okay, because yep. I just thought if Freddie and Fannie have said yes, we're okay with it, then they should. I mean, that should somewhat protect. Although I know they say they're okay with things, but then they end up coming back on a lender that they said they were okay with. So that's interesting because that will make that'll be really good for the consumer. So they can close anytime, anywhere. They could be they could be in Florida closing on a house in Indiana on a you know, like you. You could be down, you know, on the beach like you always are.
I wish.
Every picture I see of you is on the beach. But on the beach and closing, as long as they have internet access and they can sign everything right there.
The only thing I don't like about it, it takes that personal approach to the industry out. Because like you said, a consumer can actually do everything that for a mortgage online. They can do your loan application online. You would never ever have to meet with them as long as your lender would accept that in order to get any type of wet signatures, not to sign the loan application or anything like that. So it takes that personal touch, one-on-one interaction away. And sometimes that's still important to some people. I think we'll see, depending on the generation, the persons, some people will jump all over the RON closings. If I never have to go to the closing, never go to someone's office, they're going to be all over it. But then there's going to be those other people that will still want that one-on-one communication.
And there's an excitement level that probably doesn't happen with a RON closing. You go into the title company, you sign. It's just there's an experience that they won't have, which
exactly for
may
sure
be a
yeah.
problem.
I have a knowledge that I always look at is there's a big piece of pie. There's a big pie that's cooking, and we're that last slither of the pie to make that pie sweet. As long as everything goes well, everyone's happy, that pie turns out to be a sweet pie. Everybody wants a piece of it. There are sometimes where you get a bad slice, a bad piece of apple, that pie could be sour. But it's taken that realm out of it to where we won't ever be able to celebrate. You'll never be able to see the seller hand over the keys to the buyer. You'll never see that excitement of that first-time home buyer get in their first house and be able to celebrate with them if we do everything online.
Yeah. I you know, it's one of those things you don't necessarily think about, but it certainly is something that is taken away. But people can always choose to still go to the title company if they want to.
Of course. We're always going to be here to service them and take care of them, and the title company is still needed.
And what makes Near North Group, I mean, I know, but tell everybody what makes Near North Group such a great title company to work with.
Near North Title Group is all about partnering and protecting with our customers. We want to make sure that everything we do is to benefit for the customer. We want to make sure that they're taken care of, that they're protected. We provide ultimate customer service, making sure that all parties to the transaction are happy when they leave.
Yeah, and that's kind of the key to the whole thing, is making sure everybody's happy and making sure it's a smooth transaction. It's the last thing the customer does.
It's like that last piece of pie that goes in before it's all done. So, we are the last piece of the transaction, and so we're the one that puts it all together. And without the title company, that can't be done. So, therefore, we're the ones that make everybody smile.
And it's what they remember.
That's right.
It's the last piece is what they remember. So, what is a title company's responsibility before, during, and after the closing?
It's always to make sure that we're protecting our customer. Always make sure that the customer is always protected during the closing versus whether it's for the search. I mean, so when we do our search, we're doing a thorough search on the property to make sure that we find any mortgages, judgments, liens on the property. So it starts there, and then we turn that into a commitment. And the commitment is a snapshot of what's listed on the property. So what is a record on that property is what's listed on the commitment. And then based on what we see on the commitment, we are curing that title. We're making sure that when we do that closing, that we can issue that free and clear title, whether it's to the lender or to the buyer. So whether it's we're getting payoffs for the mortgages, we're getting payoffs for the judgments, we're making sure the taxes are correct, make sure the taxes are current. And then we do the closing by making sure that we're following all the instructions we're getting from the purchase agreements, the lenders, and everything to make sure that we do that proper settlement statement. And then when the funds are sent to us for disbursement, again, they're protected by the closing protection letter and our air and emissions policies and our other the various policies to make sure that that money is protected. So there's never a risk of that money disappearing overnight.
Right.
So we're always making sure that we're protecting our customer, and then we issue the policy after everything's funded and recorded. We'll issue that final owner's policy or lender's policy.
So you're really there to protect the lender, you're there to protect the buyer, and make sure that everything is protected so that they're not out anything. If something came up, they're protected because you've insured it and
correct,
checked it all. Perfect. Well, Ray, thanks so much for joining me today. I truly appreciate it. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how would they get a hold of you?
Thank you, Rick, for having me today. The best way to get a hold of me is through our website, Near North Title Group, which is www.nntg.com, or my email at rays@nntg.com is rays@nntg.com, or call me at 317-710-1312.
Okay, so double NTG.
Amen.
Double NTG. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's Rick Ritma at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. You've got all my contact information there. Send me an email, give me a call, or text me, and I'll get back with you as quick as I can. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it very much, and have a great weekend.